Thank you very much, Mr. Chair. With regard to the upcoming FFD4 conference, whilst there are a number of topics that we could discuss, I think it's important for us to try and have the most ambitious agenda, because the FFD4 platform really provides us with a unique space to discuss issues of global economic governance, particularly the way in which they intersect. And so because of that, we are able to have discussions that are indeed systemic and structural in nature. This is particularly important because these systemic and structural conversations are the ones that have direct implications on developing countries' ability to create fiscal space to meet their developmental objectives. And so in terms of recommendations, one that we should prioritize is particularly the need for us to democratize the international financial architecture. Indeed, the tax space has indicated that this is possible, and to the same extent, we need to encourage similar conversations within the debt architecture, as well as that of the overseas development architecture conversation. This is important because both countries that are both at the receiving as well as giving end of all of these conversations need to be involved. It's also important to make sure that the rules that are being developed within these various economic streams are ones that are able to, that are applicable and relevant to all countries that are involved within the decision making. Thank you.